My movements had gone all jerky. Some primitive threat response mechanism had taken over. Hey, that's mine! Spellicon saw to it that this was written down. The subject admits that document 11 is his.
Where did you get that?
I demanded, now sounding no older than Barb. Rotha's hand flitted across the leaf and immortalized it. From where it was, Spellicon answered, amused. You do know the whereabouts of your own journal, don't you?
I thought I did.
One of the niches outside of St. Grode's Chalk Hall, up high where only a few people could reach it. But to take someone else's leaves out of a niche was just about the rudest thing an avowed could do. It was only acceptable when someone had died or been thrown back.
But, I went on, but you're not supposed to...
Why don't you let me be the judge of what we are and are not supposed to do? Spellicon said. As he spoke these words, he made a gesture with his hand that stilled Rotha's hand, so none of it was written down. Then he made a different gesture that undid the spell, and she began to write again.
This inquiry does not concern you directly, and in fact need not take up very much of your time. You have already supplied most of what we wish to know in the leaves of your journal. Clarification and confirmation are all that we require. On the day before Appert, did you serve as amanuensis during an interview conducted in the new library between Fra Orlo and an artisan from Extramuros named Quinn?
Yes.
Document 3, please, Spellicon said.
Rotha drew out another manuscript, also written in my hand, my transcript of Orlo's interview with Quinn. I didn't bother asking where they had gotten it. Obviously, they'd been rooting around in Fra Orlo's niches, too.
Outrageous.
But for all that, I was beginning to relax. There was nothing wrong with the conversations Orlo had had with those artisans. Even if the Warden Regulant wouldn't take my word for it, well, others had been in the library the whole time and could vouch that it had all been harmless. This must be some petty and misguided harassment of Fra Orlo that would come to nothing, and, I hoped, make Fra Spellicon look like an idiot. Spellicon had me confirm that document 3 was mine before going on.
There are discrepancies between the account of the Orlo-Quinn conversation as you transcribed it at the time and the version you later set down in your journal.
Yes, I said. I'm not like her, I nodded at Rotha. I can't take shorthand. I only wrote down what was germane to the research that Orlo was doing.
Which research do you mean? Spellicon asked.
I thought that was obvious, but I explained. His study of the political climate extramuros, part of normal preparations for Appert.
Thank you. There are several such discrepancies, but I'd like to draw your attention to one late in the Quinn interview concerning the technical capabilities of Spiele captors.
This was so unexpected, it blanked my mind.
I vaguely remember that topic coming up. Your memory was not vague at all when you wrote this, he said, and reached down over Rotha's shoulder and picked up the journal. According to this, Artisan Quinn said at one point, and I quote, Fleck didn't make a Spiele. Does that make your memory any less vague?
Yes, the day before at Provener, we had sent Artisan Fleck to see the Eta so that they could show him to the North Nave. Fleck wanted to make a Spiele, but later Quinn told us that it hadn't gone as planned. The Eta didn't allow Fleck to operate his Spiele captor in the Minster.
Why not?
The image quality was too good.
Too good in what way? Spellicon asked.
Quinn rattled off some commercial bullshit that I tried to capture in the journal, I said.
When you say you tried to capture it, are you saying that what you wrote in the journal is only a guess at what it said? Here it reads, quoting again, the eagle res, the steady hand, the dynazoom. Put those all together, and it could have seen straight across into the other parts of your minster, even through the screens. Did Quinn actually use those words?
I don't know. It's partly my recollection and partly an educated guess.
Explain what you mean by an educated guess in this case.
Well, the point of the story, the basic technical reason that the Eta wouldn't allow Fleck to use the Spiele captor was that from where he was going to be sitting, behind the north screen, He would have been able to take pictures of the thousanders and hundreders by pointing his spielicaptor across the chancel. With our naked eyes, we can't see through the screens into the other naves because of the contrast between the screen, which is light-colored, cosmographers would say it has high albedo, and the dark space beyond, also because of distance and other factors. The gist of it was that the Eda had looked up the specifications on Flex Spielicaptor and figured out that it had some combination of features that would make it possible to see things that the naked eye couldn't. Now, it's a fool's game trying to make sense of the commercial bullshit that the makers of Spielicaptors used to describe those features, but from my experience with cosmography, I have a pretty good idea what it would entail. Some kind of zoom or magnification feature, a way of detecting faint images against a noisy background, and image stabilization to correct for shaking of the hands.
And that is what you mean by an educated guess, Spelikon said.
Educated in the sense that anyone with a knowledge of cosmographical instruments would be able to infer what you inferred about the capabilities of Flex Spielicaptor.
Yes.